Hi, GWA Backstage. This is Brown Eye Girl 25. I just got back from a run and I have a couple of minutes of spare time. So I thought I would answer Sunnydale's One Nosy Bish questionnaire. So, question number one. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be? Without doubt, it would be Hawaii. I love it there. I could totally live there. And if money were absolutely no object, I would live in Lanakai on Oahu. On the other hand, I live in Australia, so that's nothing to sneeze at either. It's a pretty great lifestyle here too. Question number two. What is the first thing you must do when you wake up? Considering that I sleep until the very last moment, the first thing I have to do is pee. I mean, I don't understand how people can do other things. I haven't got time to do anything else except that and jump into the shower straight away after that. Question number three. Do you play video games? If so, which is your favorite? If not, do you enjoy the concept or how do you feel about it? I'm not going to answer this properly, probably, but for those who know me, would find this question very ironic. I have been known to pick up a controller every now and again, and all I can say is everybody needs to keep playing video games so that I can remain employed. Question number four. What is one show or movie you could watch over and over again and never get bored with it? Oh, that's a hard one. Very rarely do I watch things over and over again. If there was a show that I could probably, you know, run into if I were channel surfing on TV, that I would stop and probably watch again would be probably Seinfeld. I think I've seen all the episodes at least twice. So if there was something that I was going to like stop and watch again, if I ran into it, it would be that. But I don't actively kind of look for that. Question number five. What is your favorite album by any band or singer? This is another hard one. Thinking. I'd have to say Thriller by Michael Jackson. When we were growing up, when I was growing up with my friends, that Thriller video, man, we'd never seen anything like that before. That was kind of amazing. Question number six. Have you ever broken a bone? If so, what happened? I've never broken a bone, but I have dislocated my collarbone when I was younger. It was so stupid. It was me being reckless again, I guess. I did this sort of run up from the passage into my parents' bedroom, and I was gonna launch myself over my parents' bed. I don't know why I would even think to do that. And I planted my right hand right on the corner on the edge of the bed, and I was going to push off and do whatever I was going to do, and my hand slipped off the bed and I fell onto the ground with my arm sort of tucked underneath me, of course dislocating my collarbone. And my mum was in the room and saw it happened, and I guess she gets mad when she gets upset. So she was there, you know, scolding me that I had done something so stupid. And in the meantime, I'm sort of lying on the ground, crying in pain. So just a couple of weeks in a sling and it was fine. Although occasionally when the weather gets cold, that collarbone still aches. Question number 7. What is one kink you wish you could try in real life but are too afraid to or just don't know the logistics of it? Okay, one thing that I haven't even given it that much thought. I've just kind of I've seen it and thought, oh, that might be interesting or whatever, is wax play. And I think it's mainly just that I'm interested in the contrast between the hot and the cold. And that's sort of slight bite of pain as the wax hits your skin. But I don't know that I would ever actually want to have that happen, in real life. Just because I think there's so many factors that could cause that to go wrong, including like the sheets catching on fire. So, yeah, so we'll keep that just in the fantasy world for now. Question number 8. Do you have a favorite go-to toy or implement to use on yourself or someone else? Or is there one you've always wanted to try? I guess my favorite go-to toy is just a simple vibrator. It gets me off every time. I don't have to struggle with it. It works every time. And if there's one thing that I've always wanted to try, I don't know. I thought of maybe one of those Wii Vibes, you know, that you can your partner can control with like the app. But then I have like visions of the app getting hacked and like somebody else taking control. And that just, I don't know, that kind of sets me off into waves of laughter. So I don't know if I'm really up for that. Question number 9. When you're by yourself and in the mood, what is the best way to relieve your lust? With my fingers or with my vibrator? As I said, it works every time. It doesn't take long. Question number 10. What is the biggest turn on for you in regards to another person? I think there's a couple of things, and I think I've maybe answered this in something else that I've done. Physically, probably like eyes and strong forearms, and a sense of humor, somebody that I can really laugh with, and then somebody who's quick as in has a sharp mind, so somebody that I can talk to and discuss things and debate things and disagree with, respectfully disagree, I should say. But yeah, so somebody who's gonna challenge me, and hopefully I can challenge them. So yeah, if you can do that, you're in with a chance. And I guess that's it. That was question number 10. So I hope that you've enjoyed listening to me and I guess learning more about me. So have a good evening, GWA Backstagers.